So, what do you think? I knew you'd like it. You always talked about space. And this documentary just came out yesterday, and I thought, what a coincidence, you know? Still think the universe is as small as you thought? Had a feeling. So, wanna watch another? Cool, I have a couple saved on my playlist. There was this one Titanic documentary that I saved a few months ago for the anniversary, and I haven't gotten around to watching it yet because I've been so busy with schoolwork. Then there's all the hangouts with me and the girls, then I'm trying to spend more time with you, and... And maybe I'll just play the last one. Just for right now. My parents are out shopping. And I don't think Shining's gonna stop by anytime soon. So for the next 2 hours, it's just you and me. Sparky.
Crap. Hello? Mom? Dad?
We're in here, Shining.
Twiley, hey! How's it... Who's this?
My boyfriend. Sparky, remember?
Oh yeah, I remember. Isn't he the one who fell down into the elephant enclosure on your school trip?
Shiny!
I'm just joking around, Twilight. I remember him. It's good to see you again, pal. Treating my sister well? I didn't interrupt anything, did I?
No. Actually, we just finished watching a space documentary. About the Big Bang.
Sure. And I'm guessing it was a pretty intense documentary, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
Your face is flushed, Twiley. Both of you.
Oh. Well, here's the thing.
Don't worry, sis. It's not that big a deal. But you should probably take that to your bedroom instead of the living room couch, don't you think?
Sure.
Trust me. Cadence and I can vouch for that.
Anyway, Shining, what are you doing here?
Cadence wanted me to look for Flurry's snail. It wasn't at the house. And I figured since Mom babysat her the other day, it's probably still here somewhere.
Oh. You want us to help you look for it?
Nah, don't worry. It probably just fell under the couch. That's where it usually goes anyway. I'll just be a second.
Well, if you say so.
Trust me, you won't even know I'm here.
All right, Shiny.
Oh, found it. I don't know how she always manages to lose this thing. Maybe we should get a release for it. Oh, this is the one you were telling me about, isn't it?
Yeah. I figured since he was really into space, this would be perfect to watch together.
And you decided to watch it again?
Yeah. What's wrong with watching it again?
Nothing at all. Anyway, Cadence and I are headed to Las Pegasus this weekend. And at some point, we want to come back to that kid's palace for Flurry before we leave.
Flurry Fun Festibun?
That's the one. Anyway, last time we went, we might have accidentally left her snail at home. So, when we left the Festibun, Flurry was in tears by the time we got back to the hotel. And she wasn't exactly happy for the rest of the trip. This snail can make her happy no matter what. So I wanted to be sure we had it before we left.
Smart. I remember when Mom and Dad took me there for my 6th birthday. I was so happy. And it was so depressing when we had to leave. They always promised me we'd go back. But, well, that never happened.
You know, with summer coming up soon, that place is gonna be open full time. Maybe I can talk to Mom and Dad and we can all arrange a family trip down there. I know you're in high school now, but They have an ice cream fountain.
I like that, Shiny.
Maybe your boyfriend can come along too, if he wants.
Really? That'd be okay?
Of course. Mom and Dad love him.
What do you say? If we went to Las Pegasus this summer, do you want to go with us? You'd love it! It might be for kids for the most part, but there's still so much we could do together. Plus, they have a planetarium.
Guess he's hooked now. Well, I better get back home. Cadence and I still need to pack our clothes. I'll try to talk to Mom and Dad tonight about the summer, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Shiny.
Of course, Twily. Oh, gotta take this. Captain duties.
Okay. Bye, Shiny.
Have fun, you two. Don't stain the couch.
Hey!
Hello?
This is an emergency message for Captain, Shining, Armor. Confirm your identity using your assigned call sign. Captain, Shining, Armor. This is an emergency message. Stand by for the following statement. The eagle has left the nest. Repeat. The eagle has left the nest. You have 35 minutes. Your other parties have also been informed. Please proceed to your designated facility. The following directions have been relayed to you.
Shining? Are you okay?
Twilight, go get Spike and get in the car.
What? Why?
Now, Twilight! I need you to listen to me. I want a yes or no answer from you. Nothing else. Understand? Do you trust me? Do you love my sister? If anything ever happens to me, will you do whatever it takes to keep her safe? Okay. Alright, come on, let's go.
Wait, what's going on?
Go!
But what about Spark?
He's coming too! Go! Now!
Hey, Shining! It's been a while. How have you been?
Sunburst. Get your family and get out.
Huh? What's going on?
The eagle has left the nest. 35 minutes. Leave now.
What does that mean? Shining? What does that mean?
Surrey. Directions to Quill Air Force Base.
Calculating route. Route 2. Quill Air Force Base.
Shining!
Sorry! I didn't see them!
Shining, you're scaring me. Tell me what's going on.
The eagle has left the nest as military code for missiles in the air. It means multiple nuclear launches have been confirmed by the Pentagon.
What? What? Are you serious?
Yes. Once the Pentagon enters DEFCON 1, an automated message is delivered to every military member both here and abroad. Every soldier in the country got the same thing I did. Half of them are scrambling jets, and the rest are either preparing evacuations or taking shelter.
What are you doing?
Both. I'm getting you two somewhere safe. Your military family, they let you in.
What about Mom and Dad? What about—
Mom, Dad, and Cadence all got the message too. So did you. They're already on their way. If not, soldiers are gonna pick them up.
What about him?
Show them this. Show them and they'll let him in. Put it on. Public doesn't know yet. They wanted to alert military personnel first, otherwise the cities are going to be death traps. The sooner the military takes off, the sooner they can evacuate everybody.
I gotta call my friends! My friend Applejack. She has a cellar. I need need to. Jack, it's Twilight.
Oh, howdy, Twilight. Did not go well so far?
Applejack, I need you to get your family into the cellar. Please, call the girls.
Wait, Twilight, what's going on?
Applejack, my brother said there's missiles coming.
What?
Applejack, it's Shining Armor. I've been informed by the Pentagon that nuclear missiles have been launched. You have 33 minutes. If you have a cellar, get you and your family inside now. Call your friends and have them come to you if they can, but stick to the back roads. I'm taking Twilight and Spark to a safe location. Stay away from the city. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Applejack. If I never see you again, you're a good friend. And I love you. Goodbye, Applejack.
Goodbye, Twilight.
What happened?
Signal lost.
Satellites must have gotten hit.
Signal lost.
Doesn't matter, I know the place. Well, Air Force Base.
But what about my friends?
We both told Applejack to tell the others. You trust her, right?
Yes, but...
She'll tell them. Right now we need to get to Quill. No stops. Understand? Hello?
Shining!
Cadence, where are you? Are you on the way? I have Twilight and Spark with me. We'll be there
in- Look out!
Shining.
Hey, look at me. You okay? Easy. Keep your eyes open. Spark, you okay? Easy, Spike. Can you walk?
I think so.
All right, Spark, help me grab her. You got her. Okay, I got Spike. Wait here.
Captain Armor!
I'm okay.
Are you all right? I didn't see the truck.
You're a fine lieutenant. Does the truck still work?
Yes, sir.
All right. You two get in the back. Lieutenant, you take the passenger seat.
Yes, sir.
Emergency alert. Missile inbound for Cantor Lock.
Shiny?
Take shelter immediately.
I know.
This is not a test.
You two stay close to me no matter what. Lieutenant, go find Captain Sky.
Yes, sir.
Captain Armor.
Lieutenant, is my family here yet?
No, sir. ETA is still 5 minutes out.
Why?
Traffic jam, sir. Their convoy is trying to take the back roads.
Tell them to step on it.
Yes, sir. Echo 4, this is Aurora.
Authorization code at home, I can give you.
Twily. I need you and Spark to get inside. Okay?
What? What about you?
I need to find Mom, Dad, and Cadence. I want us all to be together.
Then I'm going with you.
No!
I'm not going to let you go out there by yourself!
Twilight, listen to me! I will be fine, but I am not going to let you put your ass in danger! So please, for the love of God, get in the goddamn bunker! Got it?
Please come back.
I will. I promise.
They've been ordered to get down. They've got it all wrong. They got it all wrong. They got it all fucking wrong.
No. It's too soon.
What the fuck is that?
I love you.